Blog Talk Radio.
What? The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. We're doing a double header today.
We are breaking new grounds.
We are.
This is territory that's never been before.
We have the Starship Enterprise.
Yep, we're this is a galaxy we've never been in before. We don't know what's going to happen.
We just left newsforthesoul.com, where we did, our readings and whatnot. And now we're with you, blog talkers.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We are. Our talkers of the blog.
And we have our ever-ready regulars on Facebook.
We have an unfair advantage.
Unlocked.
We have an unfair, what happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you the eagle? You live in high country? A little John Denver for you? All right, anyway, it's the first time people, we've done Monday and then gone to Facebook. It's the first time we've ever done back-to-back blog talk radio shows. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
We don't freaking know. But the Facebook has been here forever, so they're our crutch. Because we know we can always lean on our Facebook folks. They've been here already for way over an hour. They've been here for, some of them, almost an hour and 30 minutes. Yeah, we are on rated R territory now. Yes.
Yes.
I'm not going to get too crazy because I would do the 1970s George Carlin, the seven words you can't say on TV.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing.
He got weird later, though.
Did he? What?
He got very political very challenging to homeless people, and I God bless homeless people, but I know some homeless people that's a route they've chosen. A lot of them are very unfortunate, and typically it's a lot of mental illness and drug addiction. There's some that aren't, and they have done news exposés on those where they go to panhandling schools, and they see them begging, and they follow them home to really nice houses.
Those guys make
a bank,
and what I'm concerned about is,
especially in the D.C. area,
I hope they're paying taxes.
Of course not.
Well,
0% chance. There's no accountability. They could take him into the court, and they could say, prove how much I made. Yeah. And it is what it is. The problem is, like I say, it's the apple bunch thing. A few bad apples ruin it for the bunch. So you get a few jackwads out there on the corner that don't belong there. And there's a lot of people that are out there that actually need the money. And it screws us guys. We want to give it to the right people. We don't know. So it sucks.
You know, and they bring out all these pups. Wheelchairs, right?
Yeah.
And walkers.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff they've talked
and
about.
And children.
Yeah. Oh, children. That's the number one seller.
They park their kids right there.
That's one I've seen a lot lately in our area.
What are you teaching your kids when you are out panhandling,
It's definitely not a good role model thing. No, not at all. I mean, I understand if you're truly desperate and you really need it and that helps, okay. But listen, there is a lot of help available in this country. There is. You have to go seek it. And yeah, you can get it. You can get it.
Jim has said he'd rather they look at him and say, hey, buddy, I need a bottle of whiskey. And he said, I'll throw some money at that.
I've been in the convenience store on a Friday. I remember coming home from work many years ago, and this guy was like outside trying to get some money from me. I was like, nah, I don't have any cash. Then he's inside like a big 40. I'm like, oh, but I don't have any cash, but I have a card now. I want to buy his 40 because a man on Friday should have some alcohol.
Why not?
I have no problem with that. I didn't have cash. I wasn't lying. I had plastic. Everything's plastic nowadays. I paid a car and I said, I'll buy that man 40.
Or they put an
40
old,
ounces of beer.
Yeah, an old sad dog out there. You know, they know how to work it. They really do.
And to me, the sign that it's a scam is that dog is so used to seeing 5,000 million people walk by all the time, he's not fazed. Like, oh, that dog's more professional than he is at this gig. Because, you know, if we brought our dogs out there and sat on a sidewalk next to TJ Maxx, what would they do? They'd be flipping out every time they saw a person. So that dog has seen 4 trillion people in his life, and he doesn't even, he's like, I know this gig. The dog already's giving him up. The dog's giving him up. It's a gig.
Boaty. There, look at, she says, not a 40, it's a boaty.
I guess that's where you are, yeah. It's like city.
We need to get Catherine on the show to be like a sidekick because she's good like you with one-liner catchy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we could have some certain special
shows. You could have her call in.
That we arrange in advance that have special themes and are funny. You know, we should have done it probably on like like an April Fool's Day or like a New Year's Eve or some special cool days, you know. All right, Dad, I don't know that we – do we need to – maybe we give it a little mini intro since this, you did start a new show.
Okay, for
the blog talkers that are out there that you might not be familiar, here we go. We're going to start the show soon. Here you go, Deb.
Okay, I am only using ordinary playing cards, so please do not misunderstand.
Yeah, I mean, because you probably, what you see out there, I don't know your level of knowledge, you typically see like those big giant tarot cards or other type of stuff. I guarantee you, I've never seen anybody else do that, but I can't speak for them. I've never seen anybody else use like regular poker cards and do that, so... That's what she's doing?
So don't think it's tarot or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there. And there are many, and I know they've got to be good.
They have to be.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is different. This is called personal prophecy. And it was taught, as you heard in the intro, by my grandmother. And I'm very fortunate that she passed it on to me. Because she passed away 2 years after that. So I want also for you to know that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of the callers. So we're not just doing quickie, you know, rifling off a couple cards. No quickies.
Yeah.
We're going to lay out 24 cards in the same fashion that I would do in a private session. With any of my clients. So, Okay, so.
Shall I take over?
Yes, go for
it. Okay, I'm going to speed this up because, like I said, all the Facebookers have been here the whole time. There was one person that rolled in asking about the number, and I gave that. All right, blog talkers, Facebookers, 515-602-9676 is the number to call in for this show.
Mm-hmm.
When you call in, you call that number, you'll get a. You hear the message, hey, listen to the show while you wait. Listen to the show while you're waiting. Everything's cool. You don't hear a show, call back. You must call back. Got to do it. Facebooker, as always, we shall try to make time for you when we can. You know, we can't give you time. We can't, so nail down. We'll let you know. And we prefer that it will be an audio or video call to Deborah Lee, like if folks were here earlier, Laura from London had called in.
Yeah, but if the kids are sleeping or something.
Absolutely. If you can, we prefer it, but we will work with you.
Then just type it in.
We shall work with you. But we're going to take that. It's usually the folks that can do that calling in are quick and priority. And also, as always, that still applies. The harps, angels. Angels play harps. But in this case, well, it's still angels involved, but it means reading with Deborah is over. It's a free reading. It has to have a finite amount of time. You get a couple questions. Ask them up front. Ask them early. When you hear those harps, don't start asking questions. That ship's freaking gone. It's sailed. But I shall give you a Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading before we move on to the next caller. And that's the name of that tune, which Tony Beretta used to say on that old. I love that show. All right, let's start off. This is going to be awesome because I don't remember ever taking this number. Could be wrong. 501 tells me it's in Arkansas. Is that correct, 501?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, and 501 has droppeth.
Oh.
We have droppeth, and it happens. Well, you know what? We'll hang on for a couple seconds. Sometimes they call right back because we told them. We didn't tell them. And I did not op-check. Let me op-check because I've been missing. We did News for the Soul, and I have to keep the phone active for News for the Soul. But let me do a call to make sure that we don't have any technical problems. Piss me off. Let's see. I shall call in and see what happens. Stand by. Sounds good so far? Everything sounds good? Oh, yeah, we're rocking and rolling. There's no delay. Okay. There's no echoes. There's no nada, nada, nada.
Why don't you?
I'm talking to myself, so hello. Anyway.
Yeah.
I could have gave myself a radio ether.
Oh, they went away, too.
That was me that did that.
Oh, that was you. Duh.
It's a Monday. You know what? You know what's funny about this? This has been one hell of a Monday. But the day was perfect. Everything went smoothly. But as soon as we got near, like, what, 2 hours of showtime, shit did hit the fan. Remember?
Mm-hmm. There,
we had major communication problems with News for the Soul. And we didn't nail it down until, like, 30 minutes for the show. And then they had problems. And now somebody else has had problems. Like, hey, happy Monday, MFers. Right? Take it. Take it away, Tampa Bay.
Got it.
We shall do so. All right, folks. Well, then we'll move on to our next caller. Area code 775. Is this Wendy?
Hi, my friends, Jim and Deborah.
Oh, hey, that's awesome that you saw that we did a second show. That's great.
Yes. Glad to have you with us.
Very good timing.
Well, thank you.
First caller dropped.
Yeah, you are front and center.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege. And guess what the latest is with my manager? You won't believe it. She actually put this in print. I texted her, and I said, on Monday, the first day of May, if I'm still finishing up moving, are you going to change the locks on the door? And she said, it does not work that fast, but we'll – she will do is she will charge me $1,000 because she will be retaining an attorney to evict me.
What?
Wow.
I'm not
that
making
is...
this up. I have it in black and white.
Oh, my God. Is she, like, mentally
that is,
nil?
That is about as evil as you can get.
That is crazy.
So, you
that
know what?
Pure
I'm a fairly smart lady, and I thought, well, she's not going to respond to that because you don't want to put something like that. And she did. Oh, my God. So, anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. I have three men and a truck scheduled for the 30th. But my question for today is Jonathan from the new apartment – we know that the current residents of apartment 317 are going to be turning in their keys on the 24th, which I think is a Monday. But is Jonathan going to call me this week and say, good news, you can move in on the 29th?
Hope so. Okay.
That's a very good question.
You know what, though? Before I forget, because I could be so short-term, Wendy, if you guys had to put everything in a truck, and go stay in a hotel.
Yep.
On the 30th. Rather than give that woman one red cent.
Especially a grand or whatever, yeah. I mean,
ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, we could stay in a hotel. That would be expensive. And if everything's in a truck, it would be, the money would skyrocket to the roof. Can you imagine holding it overnight in a truck?
Yeah, that's why it's a 3 minute in a truck problem. Yep. Yeah, because those guys like to do stuff in 2, 3, 4 hours. They're not going to be like, oh, keep the stuff in my truck overnight. Yeah, right. All right, well, let's see what happens.
I have
here.
Got so much evidence on this woman with her text. I'm not afraid of her. I think her behavior is going to bite her in the butt. Really, I do. And sorry to topic that.
No, I thought you were going to say booty. Bite her in the booty.
In the booty, the
yeah.
butt.
The
yeah.
butt.
The derriere. Yes. The
I really want to leave harmoniously.
Yes. I mean, it is really. I mean, that's the way it should all be. Nobody wants to have to do all that crap.
There's no compassion in that woman.
Yeah.
And
no.
you know what?
And she knows I'm in a wheelchair.
Karma is such a biatch.
That's what you hope. You hope,
yeah.
you know what, when
yeah.
you start treating people like that,
yeah.
that it all, like a, it's like a boomerang. You threw it, it might not come back for a month or two.
That's right.
But you hope that boomerang hits that son of a bitch right up the side of their head. Ba-bam!
Well,
anyway,
I am an unusually kind person. I really am. And I think I'm going to be fine. And, I mean, with three men and a truck and lots of boxes, they should be able to get us out in one day. But I want that safety net. So will Jonathan tell me that I'll get the keys on the 29th?
Block it.
And we can move in on the 29th?
Oh.
1 second here.
I'm going to lay out her cards.
She's got to redo your cards. And you're not going to redo your cards. You're going to take care of that.
Yeah, we have to get rid of a scammer right now for a second. Oh, Jim's
done it. I'm stepping in.
Yeah, Jonathan is the new manager, and he always treats me very nicely. So I think the 29th is a Friday. So then what I would do is say, okay, then can I come in right before closing on the 28th of keys? Because I don't want the truck sitting here racking up money while we do the walkthrough.
Exactly.
Here.
Don't hold on, Wendy. We'll be right with you.
Oh, it's okay. I understand.
I
appreciate it.
I apologize, folks. Yes, your cards. We had a scammer come in. It wasn't on my screen. It was on her screen. I leaned across. She's using one of those. I only want to use my thumb mouses. Jesus God. So I had to figure out how to navigate that because I like to use a real mouse because I have my wrist and hand works great. But anyway, all right, back to Wendy.
I understand.
I understand. Who said that?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I know. Never mind. Anyway, we got our other caller back. We see you back, caller, to that drop. You shall be next.
So don't go away.
Remember that? Don't touch that dial.
Yeah.
You used to say, you know, you say that, you know, they're like, what are you talking about?
They don't
dial.
Know what it is. No.
What does that even mean, don't touch that dial? They don't get that.
One of my sons had to call home from the school office.
That was a long time ago.
And they only had a rotary phone there, and he didn't know how to use it. They had to act, the secretary had to show him how to dial.
I've had to educate people about that transition.
Really?
That when, you know, where I lived out in the middle of the boondocks.
Yeah.
So we got a push-button phone, but it was called touch tone or dial tone. And if you had dial tone, you pushed number two, it still went da-da-da. Still made the sounds like a rotary phone.
Why? Oh.
Because we didn't have touch tone service.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, back to Devin.
Okay,
Wendy, back to
Wendy. I don't know. Right now, I'm going to say the man, Jonathan, is not thinking so. You know, he's that you're going to get in there soon.
He doesn't see it coming
but
being early.
He struck me already as kind of a stressed monster guy because remember when they were painting or something, he came out very worried and negative. And, you know, he's not an optimist.
Some people,
that
the job, I mean, it's a shitty job. A lot of them, it stresses them out.
And right now he's thinking no. But I do feel looking at Under Sure to Come True, which is, you know, my favorite designation. I do believe that things are going to turn around for you. You and your sister will be in there lickety split. And you will
there you go.
Make the deadline.
Well, it's going to be three men in a truck, for goodness sakes. Downstairs apartment to another downstairs apartment about 4.5 miles away.
Oh, that is beautiful. No stairs.
Those guys will get it done.
I hate stairs. I hate stairs.
We're moving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, you know, the good news is it'll save me an extra day's prorated rent.
Absolutely, right. It will.
Well, yeah, I hope to God that Marissa, my current manager, I want to be polite to her. And I hope she does have $500 security deposit. Will I get anything back, or is she going to figure out a way to ask for more?
Another show.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing any of that right now. Right now, you're concerned with getting
the time frame of the actual moving time frame. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, are you
all right? Well, and something else I thought of is there's a small repair in the bathroom. And something I thought of, well, I better do it while we're technically legally tenants, because if I wait, I mean, if they catch it up, they will see it after we move. I mean, it's just the toilet seats coming loose. And if she would probably make a big deal of it if we don't get it fixed while we're tenants. You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Yes. Yeah, at this point, you're tenants, so if there's any problems, they got to come fix it. I would take advantage of that.
In the new place?
No, it's just saying right now at the current place. What they're going to say is, I see what she's saying. It's like, remember, they will come and fix things.
Yeah.
But then if you leave and you left things that weren't fixed,
then
said, well, you didn't tell
they're
us.
They're going to nail you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You see anything.
Yeah. I would ask them to fix it now.
Or
you know what?
Make a note of it.
Yeah, what?
Just make a note. I want this fixed, and if you don't want to fix it, that's fine, but I have told you about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to submit a request to their online portal. I will text them, I will email them, and I'll leave a voice message. And I'll have copies of everything but the voicemail. So that's fine. Play nice.
That's right, Wendy.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Better.
And you're right. That's right. You see problems, start notifying them and say, you know what? I don't care if you fix it, but I'm notifying you before I leave so you know I did tell you to fix it. That's all. I've done that.
And I'll have proof.
Yep. Absolutely, you will.
That's right.
You will indeed. All right, Wendy, real quick, it says, subject of your angel card reading is, you will manifest what you need. Express gratitude as if your plans have already come to pass. Trust that your angels are bringing you the assistance you need.
Yep.
So basically it's saying it's already a done deal, which is really, it's hard to have that kind of faith.
It is.
But it's saying have the faith. Already thank the angel for something that ours already hasn't happened, because it's going to, is what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well,
thank
you so much, Wendy. I'm glad you got in.
Yeah, Wendy. Keep us posted, all right?
Let us know. Very nice speaking to both of you.
Oh. Yeah, same thing. And, you know, we're here all the time, and welcome to call each and every time.
Yes, you are.
Always a pleasure, my dear.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I can see me calling you after the move and say, okay, we can celebrate, everything went beautifully.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Or if something else comes up before the move or anything on your mind, always call us.
And have a beautiful evening.
Thank you.
And you too. All right. We're going back because this is what dropped. It's 501 Arkansas.
Hello.
If it is, Erica, it says Arkansas. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Hello?
Please? Oh, no.
We're here.
Lauren.
Oh, Lauren. How are you, Lauren?
All right. I'm well. How about yourself?
Oh,
we're doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, are you a first-time caller?
I am.
And are you from Arkansas or in Arkansas?
I am.
That's great. And you got disconnected and called back, and we appreciate it. You called back. We appreciate it.
Yes,
they did.
It's a cell phone. They all suck. Oh. All cell phones. I don't care if you paid $1,500 or $500. They all drop calls, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right, well, I guess you listened to a little bit of the show, so you kind of know the flavor, how we work, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So you're the you're a first time caller.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Deb.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, because a first reading, I am still working on developing a spiritual connection to you in the intuitive sense. If you give me some details about your life, if you're, say, single or married, if you have children, that you have a job you like, et cetera. You don't have to go into too great a detail, just a little bit.
International shout out to Kurt in the UK.
Kurt.
He's the new person on the block, just showed up. Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.
I saw that he is, I believe, Kurt is in West Yorkshire.
Or is it Yorkshire?
You're right. I am a dumb American, so I can pronounce things wrong and just be an idiot.
It's like Worcestershire.
Oh, don't even. That's the worst example of all things how to pronounce.
Worcestershire.
Love it.
All right, Lauren.
Love the sauce.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm in a current 12-year relationship. We have four kids together, five, three, 1 and 3 months.
Oh, you've been busy.
But you've been busy of late. Yeah. You said 12. Did you say 12-year relationship or 5-year?
12.
Wow.
12-year, but you spent the last few years popping out kids. So apparently the first
last 5 years. My oldest is 5.
Yeah, so the first 7 years you weren't popping out kids.
Okay. You have such...
Nope, I'm with my best friend.
Yes.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, you're together with somebody for 12 years, and the first 7 years you had not one single kid.
Yeah, well, they enjoyed themselves.
We did that out.
So they were being very. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, then they found out how fertile they are.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They were being careful. That's all. I was just making kind of an interesting point. That's all.
Okay, Lauren. And what's on your mind that you'd like us to help you with in a reading?
Yeah, this is your reading.
I've got a very important date coming up on next Monday, and I just kind of want to, I don't know, a general of how it's going to go, maybe.
Okay, so the 24th is very important, and what is happening on the 24th specifically?
Court. I have court.
Oh, the old legal crap that we all hate, those
we
passages.
Hate that.
Yes, we do.
You ask, because now you can tell her while I'm looking.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, because she's a first-time caller, especially, but to everybody, we have legal disclaimers put out. We're not doctors. We're not lawyers. We're not contractors. We're not astrophysicists. Everything we talk about here, you cannot hold us to the letter of the law if something goes wrong. It's an intuitive reading.
And court can be very...
tricky. It is. Court is tricky. Have you been down the road with the court system before?
Yes, this is my final court date.
Okay, well, you know what? Hey, there's no judgment here. Oh, no. I have done many a thing that I will never tell anybody about, and even she doesn't know.
Oh, you did? What, you killed somebody?
I've not done that. God damn it, I'd go to jail. I'm just saying. There's no judgment here. I've been in courts and jails and all that
There's
stuff.
There's things I don't even know.
Yeah, of course there is. Who the hell do you think you are? Anyway,
Lauren,
go ahead.
Right at this particular moment, it looks very positive for you. See, I can only give you an opinion.
Right, we are not legal eagles.
Although these cards can be very accurate when it comes to the outcomes.
Because it's intuition.
Of like surgery... of like court proceedings, that kind of thing. But I'm not allowed to. The internet gods get a little shook up.
Oh, it's not just the internet gods. It's the freaking gods of legality.
Yeah, they don't like us, you know.
People love to sue people nowadays.
But I feel it's looking good.
Okay.
All right?
Good.
So I think you should try to be very positive about it. Here's why we say that court can be iffy. You don't know if the judge got up in a bad mood. you know, if he had a finger bender on the way to the courthouse.
It's the most horrible thing to go to for that reason, you know.
Because you, and they can interpret things so different.
And don't know. Mm-hmm. This judge doesn't like that color I'm wearing. You know, it's so horrible.
Yeah. And you've gone to court, Jim, where the judge and the lawyer were good pals.
Yep.
And, of course, you lost.
Yep. Because I didn't bring a lawyer.
Yep.
But that was, it wasn't criminal or anything like that. It was,
yeah.
It was, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I understood.
I'm not criminal either, so, you know.
Oh, that's good. That's
no,
good.
I can see it is.
But even if it was, it doesn't, even if it's criminal court, it doesn't mean you're a criminal. We got to remember that.
Why don't you give me a card?
Oh, I didn't know we were already there that fast.
We are.
But I shall do so, my dear. You must stand by.
Lord, I hope that you continue to come to our shows as you're able, because the more I give you readings, the more clarity we're going to achieve.
From your family. And I got some questions, curiosity questions, and if you don't, you don't have to answer them. Where are you in Arkansas?
I'm in Dayton, right outside of Little Rock.
Oh, very close to Little Rock. There's some Little Rock. There's a lot of rough towns in Little Rock. A lot of gang activity.
Little Rock itself is pretty rough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Isn't that where Clinton's from?
Clinton's from Arkansas. Yeah. That dumbass ain't from Little Rock. He's from some podunk town where he like blue dresses and cigars, you know. All right. Here is your angel card reading, and you should keep calling back, especially since Monday is a big day for you next Monday, the court day.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on Friday and Saturday.
And we do many shows during the course of the week. You're a first-time blog talker. You follow the blog talker, however you can get notified. And we are also on Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook.
Yeah, where you could watch us.
That's where I started from. Oh, well, then, good. Then you know the deal. All right, here you go. Here's your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. This is a good one, I think. Prioritize self-care. You do so much for others. It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you.
I like that.
And it sounds like this court thing you got coming up on Monday, I think you need to let people help you.
Well, with supporting you, you know.
I don't mean help, like any kind of help. Just help, love, give you kudos.
Well, I've done everything I've needed to, so I think I do need to take a step back and do self-love.
I think you're good to go, hon. I really do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you came back when you got disconnected, and that's what we tell everybody to do. And make sure you call back again anytime. We do a lot of shows. You don't have a stipulation where you can't call back the next show. You can call back anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
Each and every time.
So take care. Good luck.
Yeah, I put her on mute, but she's still here.
Yeah, but we're glad to have had you with us.
And we have people that call in every single show. What do you got, Deb?
We have Kurt, who wishes to have a reading.
Okay, well, I gave him an international shout-out, I believe.
I believe you did.
I thought I did.
And I don't think we're going to be able to convince him to call in.
Oh, yeah, I did say he was from the UK.
Yeah. But we can handle it if he wants to.
Pretty much we got to wrap, right?
Soon, yeah.
This reading phone call or something.
He's like, well, wait a minute. If Kirstie is still here, she has a situation.
I didn't know she did.
Yeah, Kirstie. Yeah, you hang in there. We'll do you coming up.
Whoever's first.
All right, Kurt, are you with us?
You know what's funny is... Rachel's also... I had to choose when I had German class. You know, you had classes, right? Usually the second year, you choose, you have to choose like a name to that. That was Kurt.
Oh, really?
K-U-R-T.
Yeah.
Kurt, and it was Shada. My last name was real, old German name. They pronounced it right in the class, Shada. And then one time, the principal came on the inner class, that is Jim Shade there. And the German teacher was like, huh? I was like, yeah, that's me. That's me. He said, man, send some shade to my office. Off I went.
Yeah, because you were a bad boy.
I was a bad boy. Oh, really bad. All right. We're not going to talk about that.
I'm looking back on what Kirstie said. She said, a male friend has told me that he likes me more than friends. And I feel it is too soon after my husband's gone. But I believe her husband passed away.
Well, she just said that.
Yeah. But I don't want to lose him as a friend, as he's a good friend, and I'm feeling lost with it.
So she's got a guy that was a buddy. And I won't talk. I shall stay, be silent.
Oh,
Deb's got
goes.
It. No, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
you
fine.
Okay. Oh, are you saying you want to know from your, in a spirit reading, if your husband is okay with this and that it would be okay for you?
I don't know if they're connected. I saw that. I can either confirm or deny that they're connected. I did see you're talking about the spirit thing, and I was like, you know, that depends.
Well, that's why I'm asking her for some clarity.
Well, I hope that clarity comes soon.
Because you sound like you're really trashed.
I'm really tired.
Oh. All right, we'll give that.
Remember, I got up at...
He should be a farmer because he would be up milking cows and feeding chickens.
I got up at about 6-something. See, I did her taxes. I went to work. Took care of the dishwasher. Let's see what else I took care of the car. I mean, I did 1,000 things today. That
okay,
was a little
Kirstie,
tired.
This is for you. Because I think Kurt has departed. All right, let's see what we got.
Sometimes I sit here because I listen to the silence. I hear stuff out of the speaker. I hear the fan. Yeah, no, it sucks for radio. For radio, it's like you guys suck if you leave silence. We're doing like the
it's
wrong.
Dead air.
Yeah, we're doing like the most horrible thing you could ever do that should get you fired.
Yeah, you could.
We are. Mm-hmm. Yep. Or not the FCC, but every company says, oh, you're never doing a show for us again. It was kind of fun. It was a little bit fun doing the dead air thing.
You think so? Well, I'll tell you what.
I have fun doing bad things.
Early when I woke up, I kept hearing a little squeak, and I was worried there was a mouse in the room.
And?
But it went away after a little bit, so I didn't worry about it.
I don't think it was. We have a quarterly plan set up with our exterminators. So every 4 months, no, I'm a dumbass. Every 3 months, exterminator comes in and treats everything we need. And then if we have other stuff, we tell them. But we have no mice. No Mises.
Good. All right, you ready, Kirstie?
Stand by.
I bet she's ready.
She's probably ready. She's been here forever.
Okay, first of all, your husband wants you to be happy. He would give anything to be back in this life with you. Okay, and he's ever present by you. So that you could actually practically just reach out and touch him. But here's the deal. Like I said, your husband, yes, if you feel it's time, that's all that matters. Grief is a very individual process. Nobody can tell you, why can't you get over this? Or,
nope,
you should not be dating.
I hate that whole time frame thing.
Well, but the thing is, I don't think this is a good potential partner for you.
Oh, that's more important than the time frame.
And the reason I say that is there is an extremely revengeful, jealous woman behind him. I don't know if they're together. I can't quite tell here. But she will make your life a living hell.
Do not play.
So the winning move
is not to play
with this guy.
So that's bad news.
It's going to really be awful for you. So he may seem like a really great friend.
And he probably is.
Probably
right?
is, but he should tell you the rest of the story.
He has baggage that Satan would run away from.
Yeah, it's bad.
Bad baggage.
Yeah. I mean, this girl could harm your, say you've got a car. You might come out and find it.
Oh, it's one of those things you see on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oof. Nobody wants that. It's not worth it. I don't care what anybody says.
There isn't anything redeemable about her, and I hope this guy that's your friend got away from her because she is Satan's daughter.
And he might never get away from her.
Yeah,
Until something really so bad happens.
Well, some of these women.
That it makes the news.
And men. Some women and men are relentless.
Typically, men are the worst offenders.
Yeah.
Men are the worst offenders as far as the criminal part.
How about if you look at this guy as being your door opener, where you have now consciously become aware that you could care again, that you could start to heal to the point that you could have a partner or a companion.
Could it be a kickstart to your life?
Yeah.
Even though it's like a bad, but it could at least awaken you spiritually and emotionally, right?
Because the right one's going to come along. Your husband's got a hand in that. He's going to guide the right man to
you. Would think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, somebody that's passed along, they're going to be there.
I mean, his love for you is so ever strong, even, you know, in the afterlife. And like I said, all he wants is you to be happy.
Especially in the afterlife, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the other physical things that they give a shit about, like the soul searching, emotional. It's like, you know what? She needs to have peace and love while she's physically alive.
But I'll tell you right now, you get involved with this guy, that woman is a sure thing coming to harass and drive you crazy.
And they won't go away ever until something really bad happens.
Toward him, I could see her becoming violent and probably has been. But I mean in a dangerous way. That's right.
It's typically to the other women. Those stalker exes, chicks, they're only so violent to the guy. They're worse to the other woman. It has nothing to do with anything.
Kirsty says, I was thinking something that she wasn't feeling. Wait, I was thinking something wasn't feeling, but I was just thinking it was because of my loss and it was just overthinking. No. It's your intuition telling you that your own intuitive voice is telling you something isn't right.
And you can go back to the basic Darwin principles. The species needs to keep itself alive. And intuition could be one of those things that will help it keep itself alive. Like someone told me not to go to that bush as an animal. Well, guess what? There's a bunch of wolves in there. It's a primitive example.
Yeah, I mean, it
could be one of those things. It's a Darwin thing. The species needs to keep itself alive.
Patience and Rosemary and whoever else.
You're right, yeah.
We can't anymore. We are rounding up our second hour.
Yeah, it's been a long Monday.
Yeah, so
we'll
be on again probably tomorrow night because you are off Wednesday.
Well, I am off Wednesday, so it's very
90%
chance. And we got a lot of stuff done today. They don't care, but we did a lot of stuff done today that we can now relax.
Sorry, patients. Come sooner. You know, our shows generally start at 7 p.m. Eastern. So the sooner you get in, and especially if you're in a place where you can call in on Blog Talk Radio, that makes it perfect for you. And I don't know where she's from. Oh, lives in Zambia. Is that where you live, Zambia? I hope I'm saying it right. Yeah.
That's a little...
Because... I wonder if how late this is for you. Anyway, it's wonderful that you came to the show.
Says she is from Zambia.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, welcome. I don't think we've had anybody yet that came from Zambia. And it'd be wonderful.
Oh, we got to do it.
But it would be wonderful to get to know you. And, of course, we do not expect you to call.
We have multiple shows, millions of them every week.
Over messenger video call.
You got to wrap it quick.
And it will be free, zero.
Yep.
So, everybody, I got to go.
But you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, and we've enjoyed your company so much. Yes, we'll be here tomorrow.
Goodbye.
So, take it in a big well.
Say goodbye.
Don't forget to have 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm looking at my goal for